You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day, where we uncover the deep wisdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. He says, constant heedlessness blinds insight. Constant heedlessness or negligence blinds insight. In just a few words, he reveals a profound truth, one backed by science and psychology and the Quran. Let's explore what heedlessness or ghafla really means, how it affects our minds and souls, and what we can do to regain clarity. Our brain is wired for attention, but we, when we live on autopilot, ignoring our spiritual and personal growth, it weakens our ability to truly see reality. Neuroscientific studies show that prolonged inattention rewires the brain, making bad habits feel normal and reducing our ability to reflect and change. Have you ever noticed how someone addicted to social media slowly loses interest in deep conversations or reflection? Their constant distraction clouds their judgment, just as heedlessness blinds the basira, inner vision. Allah warns us, and do not be like those who forgot Allah. So he made them forget themselves. This verse shows that heedlessness isn't just about forgetting God. It makes us lose touch with who? Us, ourselves, who we are. So when someone stays in ghafla or negligence for too long, they lose their ability to see right from wrong. They become numb to sin and injustice, and they feel empty despite worldly success. They feel empty. So we can have like daily self-reflection. Before sleeping, ask, did I learn something meaningful today? Did I act according to my values? And we can reduce distractions, whether excessive entertainment, social media, or meaningless conversations. And we can read the Quran, seek wisdom, and surround ourselves with meaningful or mindful people. Heedlessness isn't just about forgetting, it's losing vision. But the cure is simple. Wake up, reflect, and reconnect with your purpose. So inshallah, until next time, stay aware, stay present, and stay guided. Inshallah, we will have less of that negligence that would take away our insight, our inner vision. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد.